Jaguars center Brad Meester announces his retirement at the end of this season, his 14th in the National Football League. He'll play his final home game this Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. John, it's a big day today, of course. One question, where were you at the 2000 draft?
Where I was? I was down at the end of this rubber hallway asking Tom Coughlin about Brad Meester, the new draft pick.
Hey.
Big moment
point,
in my career.
Right? Great job. Of course, this is really a surreal day around here for Brad Meester, the 14-year center, announcing his retirement in the pre-practice locker room. And then we go out to the practice field today on the Florida Blue practice fields. The Jaguars back to work, getting ready for the Tennessee Titans here at home this Sunday. Second meeting against the division rivals this year. That was the first win of the season for the Jaguars, 29-27, back on week 10, the week after the bye week. Brad Meester, of course, the big news today. Didn't practice, had a veteran off day on Wednesday, as he normally does, working with some of the younger guys off to the side before practice today. Of course, Brad Meester in the pre-practice locker room said he's just ready to get home to his wife and six girls.
I think there'll be a bunch of emotions, really. It's going to be hard because it's going to be tough, you know, leaving this game because I've done it for so long. And I know I'm going to miss a lot of the memories, the things that happen in the locker room, you know, with the guys, the memories that we make out here. But it's going to be exciting, too. I mean, I'm going to be able to have my family out there. You know, my kids will be all at the game. This one, my last home game, and obviously at Indy, you know, all my family will be there. So it'll be exciting to have them there and be able to play those games for them.
Well, of course, all Meester all the time today. Mm-hmm. That's what you expect with an announcement like this in that locker room. Big day.
Well, and first of all, as I was talking to Brad today, a thought kept coming to mind when I talked to Jeff Logman after he retired. And he kept on saying, this is not a sad day. And you got the feeling talking to Brad, it's not a sad day. He's going to miss football. This is a guy who's ready for life, and he's ready to spend time with his family.
That's a special career for him. He's stayed in one place his entire career. Mm-hmm. That's almost unheard of nowadays.
Well, and if you talk to veterans today, Mercedes Lewis, Paul Posluszny, all said this guy got to live the dream. And you say, well, the dream. He was never in the Pro Bowl. He was never whatever. He got to stay with one franchise the whole time. And it was interesting talking to Posluszny. He said, here's a guy who played through five GMs, four head coaches. He didn't know the numbers I did. At some point, usually with the guy, the new GM wants the guy out of there. With Brad Meester, you get a feeling all these GMs wanted this guy here. He's a guy you build around. I guess maybe no more testament to the guy than that.
No doubt about that. And speaking with Gus last night, Gus Bradley said that, you know, the first meeting with Brad Meester, it was very apparent what kind of leadership this guy brought. And that's very important in a full rebuild that Gus and Dave were doing here.
Well, and maybe they didn't know who Brad was, except on paper when you get here, because you see a guy on film and you see a guy on the roster. But then when you get here and you start talking to Brad, it's very apparent very quickly that if you're a coach, if you're a GM, this is the kind of guy that you want, especially around a young team. I think that's why they wanted him back for 15th year. He's a guy who, even if he's not where he used to be on the field in terms of his playmaking ability, his blocking, he's still the guy you want around, and he's still a leader, and that's important.
Hey, great stuff as always, John.
Thanks, JP.
Two quick notes about practice today. Maurice Jones-Drew and Jonathan Cyprien both out. They'll try to get back on the field a little later this week. They're back at it on Thursday. We'll have it right here on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.